Hello, everyone. It's time again for the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. God is good, and like always, He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Always, always up to something good. Always seeking how He can be a blessing to you and to me, to all of His people. The love of God has been misunderstood by too many. The love of God has been underestimated. Many times people lack a revelation of how much God loves them and how important they are to Him. He loves you, not for what you can do for Him, but because of who you are, who He intended you to be. He don't want you to miss out on the good things that's going to happen in heaven. He genuinely cares about you as a person. The Lord is progressive. He desires that we all learn His ways. But that's a good thing, because His ways work. One problem is when people run from the light. They run from His knowledge. They run from His understanding. They run from His word because they love darkness. And they like and they think that the darkness is helping them. But every form of darkness works to betray you. Every form of darkness, everything that's shady, everything that's unclean, it works to betray you. And the Lord knows this. Now, convincing people of that fact is a challenge. That's God's challenge. And most people would love God if they take time to get to know Him. I know they would. Most people would, if they understood, they'd run to God. And they'll leave this world, the ways of this wicked world alone. Rich men get up early and go to bed late trying to make more money. And then they do things that they really shouldn't do. They're trying to have a good time according to the ways of the world. And it never works out right. Some of them have enough money to live until the day they die in pretty good shape. But they can't enjoy that money for the urge and the drive to make more. All rich people are not like that, but many are. But the principles of God, there's joy and there's peace. Jesus said, it's more blessed to give than to receive. And it is. But the ways of God, they work. They enable you to do more and more. When you love people, it doesn't get any better than that. Understanding the love of God, when it comes first, it puts you in a position to learn much more. If you really want to learn from the Lord, like we were talking about the last few broadcasts, in a relationship where He teaches you and you listen and you learn His ways, you do them and He blesses you, you're going to have faith in Him. If you're interested in that, love people. The day I learned something about love one day, I was about to get in a fight. Now, I wanted to do right by God and by man, but a guy made me mad and I was ready to fight him, and everybody could tell, to the point that they gathered around to watch the fight. And I was at my weakest point. I was ready to get him told and fight him. And right before I started speaking, the Lord said, everlasting love, to love a man whether he does you good or whether he does you bad. And when he spoke that to me in my heart, a peace came over me, and I had the strength not to fight it. I had the strength to do it God's way. And I said, man, you know, I'm not gonna fight you. I said, I'm gonna go get you a drink. And we're gonna talk about it. Now, when I saw that God was strengthening me at my weakest point, I wanted to know more about that. I said, Lord, you helped me love a person and walk in love when I couldn't. I said, then I asked him to teach me how to love his people. I wanted to love people, so that part was easy, but I was asking him to show me how to love the most contrary people. And I learned a principle when I started working on it and asking the Lord, how do I do it? Sometimes you know what to do, but sometimes you want to ask the Lord, how do I do it as a person? My name is Thurston Hamby. I said, I'm asking the Lord, how can Thurston Hamby do this? Teach me how I can love people that's hard to love, according to your standards. As he taught me those things, it was easy for me to learn. And more revelation came to me. Remember, God is foundational. That's why sometimes people, they want to know things right now. But God is foundational. And as you get to know him, if you deal with him, if you have faith and trust in his foundational ways, you can learn more. Because it'll encourage you to be patient. Because he's going to teach you precept on precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. It takes time to get to get where you're trying to go. But be patient. Just keep doing it. Fill your heart with the Word of God so the Holy Spirit has something to work with. You know, I can tell you what he did in my case, but you're a different person. Different things are going to work for you. You're going to have to hear from him on some things to get it. The Lord uses me to help people, but he wants a relationship with you, not just through me and not just through somebody else. You enjoy the anointing of other people as a tool to help you grow. That's what I do. See, I talk a lot about what the Lord taught me, but also he teaches me a lot through other people that love God. And this is what I like about the relationship part with God, from, you know, man's relationship with God. I learn more. You know, I get more and more the deepest insight from people who have a relationship with the Lord. Because of their personality, they're going to ask the Lord questions that I wouldn't ask. And they get an insight that I can't get from them because of my personality. In other words, what I'm saying is every individual on earth can learn something from the Lord that others won't. Now, God, he know how to get a thought over if he wants to. And if it's needful, he can teach you. But because of who you are and your unique personality, he can teach you something, and you'll see something in his word that other people never seen before. Because God's word is able to teach you, he can teach you something different from every scripture from now on. He can show there are insights in there that he put in there that we have to discover. We got 66 books written by men that were filled with the Holy Ghost, or you know, they were influenced by the Holy Spirit as they wrote. Now, in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit was upon them. The New Testament writers, the Holy Spirit was inside them and upon them. See that, and when they were moved by the Holy Spirit to write these scriptures, it was so that we would have a measuring stick and a guide to help us deal with this wicked world. not only survive it, but thrive in it and overcome it. See, God is foundation. He didn't just make you a new creature. He gave you authority over Satan. The buck stops with you. If you see any form of satanic activity, you can stop it. You can tell Satan, remove yourself. There were people that were kidnapped by terrorists in another country. I said, Satan, you can't kill them. Next thing I know, those people were back home. Now, I don't know about every situation, and I can't, you know, I don't monitor the TV to take authority all day. But sometimes when I see things, I just know, you're not going to do that, Satan. You can't do that. You have authority. When gunfights used to break out in the neighborhood I lived in, I said, Satan, you can't kill nobody and you can't hurt nobody. And they shoot till they ran out of bullets. Nobody got hurt. Nobody got killed. Several times. You have authority over Satan if you use it. God is foundational. If you take his word serious, then Satan has to take you serious. And it has to be by your faith. If you doubt somewhere, it won't work. And people will die anyway. But you're made in God's image and you can learn anything. Anything that you need to learn, you can learn it. And some things you're going to have to learn from the Lord. We've been talking about end times, but it's not the end time teachings is not just about showing you what's going to happen and how God's going to judge the earth. You got to know how to live in this thing. This is the most crucial time to live. This is the time you really don't need to ignore God. You need to know what he's doing, and you need to know what you need to be doing. Because when you get to the other side, whether you go to heaven or hell, you're going to want to know, you're going to want your family to know God. There are people in hell, they wish they could pray and get their family saved. They wish they could get a message to their family not to come to this place of torment. And then there are people in heaven, they live wrong all their life. They got saved at the last month or on their deathbed. They went to heaven. They see how wonderful it is. But they know that their influence was wrong. And they want their loved ones to come up there. In fact, their loved ones probably think they're in hell. And they know this. There was one guy I saw on TV. He died. But he got saved just before he died. And he saw heaven. And he said, my mama probably think I'm in hell. But the doctors worked with him. He came back and he told his mama what he saw. In other words, life is serious and you're going to have to take it serious. And if you do take it serious, be encouraged. Don't quit. Keep doing the things that works. Don't get caught up in a tangent. Don't let people throw you off course. Stay true to the word of God. Leave the shady stuff alone. And shady people, leave them alone too. Get strong. Now love people where they are. Love them anyway. Do good by them. Because that's God's character. That's how God does things. But help them by operating according to God's ways and his love. Do it God's way. Do everything according to God's purposes. There are many things that the Lord can show you and help you understand. He'll teach you in this life. He'll guide you. These things are valuable. The Lord loves us. You know, when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, he knew what he was going to do. Sometimes people think that God is out of touch with what we feel. But there was a part where, you know, Jesus wept. Right before he got ready to raise him from the dead, and he said, where have you laid him? And they said to him, Lord, come and see. And Jesus wept. He felt what they felt. Then said the Jews, behold how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died? Jesus therefore again groaned in himself, coming to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinks, for he has been dead 4 days. Jesus says to her, said I not to thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldst see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound with a napkin. Jesus saith unto him, loose him and let him go. God loves us. He wants to do good by us. He needs us to believe him so that he can. But God is in touch with how you feel. Jesus is in heaven representing your case to God because he loves you and he knows the Father loves you. These things are important. Knowing God is very important. Allow God to use you like never before. Never underestimate the love of God and what he can do in you. Others may not believe it, but God knows what he can do in you. He knows what you can be and what you're capable of. Now, I'm not a time, but the Lord is not. He will continue to teach those that love him and are hungry to know him. And I encourage you to listen to him. Till next time, remember, I love you, God loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.